president on latest Russian act. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. While taking reporter questions after voting early in Delaware Saturday, President Biden denouncing Russia for leaving a United Nations-brokered grain export deal with Ukraine.
They're always looking for some rationale to be able to say the reason they're doing something outrageous is because the West made them do it. And there's no merit to what they're doing. The UN negotiated that deal, and that should be the end of it.
Russia said it will immediately suspend the deal that has already had over 9 million tons of grain exported from Ukraine and lowered global food prices, citing an alleged Ukrainian drone attack Saturday against Russian ships off Crimea. Following the attack on Paul Pelosi, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says her husband's condition continues to improve. Fox's Christina Coleman reports.
Paul Pelosi suffered a fracture to his skull and serious injuries to his right arm and his hand. Fortunately, he is expected to make a full recovery. He underwent a successful surgery. Police say 42-year-old David DePepe broke into the Pelosi's home in this upscale San Francisco neighborhood. A family member who was traveling with the House Speaker says the suspect was trying to tie Paul Pelosi up until the House Speaker got home.
Texas Department of Public Safety's Lieutenant Chris Olivares discussing the arrest of a man for smuggling a dump truck full of migrants on Fox News Live.
When you have inexperience, especially in this case with a commercial vehicle, that driver did not have the proper license to operate a commercial vehicle. So you're driving an 80,000-pound vehicle on a roadway. It's not only endangering the lives of those migrants, but also the motoring public. And that's why through Operation Lone Star, we've been able to enhance border operations.
The World Series is now tied at one game apiece, following the Astros' 5-2 win over the Phillies Saturday. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Pennsylvania Senate race is tightening up. Fox's Rich Edson reports.
You've got Democrat John Fetterman, Republican Mehmet Oz. This is a national race. It has national attention. It is extremely close. You put on top of all of that the fact that you've got John Fetterman having a stroke in May, debating just a few days ago, and a number of Democrats quietly saying, maybe you shouldn't have done that. Maybe you're not there in your recovery yet. Either way, Philadelphia is the spot to the Fetterman campaign. Pennsylvania Democrats brought out the heavyweights here. President Biden was in the area. Vice President Kamala Harris also there at this event with Fetterman, in which there was a fundraiser trying to boost the candidates.
One of America's most famous couples is over. Fox's David Lee Miller has the report.
Tom Brady and wife Gisele Bündchen have ended their 13-year marriage. A judge in Glades County, Florida, where Gisele filed a divorce petition, said in his order, quote, the marriage of the parties is dissolved because the marriage is irretrievably broken. It has been widely reported that Gisele wanted Brady to spend more time with the family and was upset at his decision to end his recent brief retirement.
Some candy companies attempting to make Halloween cleanup a little more environmentally friendly.
In case you don't already have enough to feel guilty about, how's this? With an estimated 600 million pounds of Halloween candy about to be handed out Monday, did you ever wonder what happens to all those candy wrappers? Most of them are made of plastic, and the trick is they're hard to recycle. The folks at Mars, who make Milky Ways, Snickers bars, and M&Ms, are stepping up to the plate. They've distributed over 17,000 candy waste collection donation bags, both through their website and to community events. When filled, the bags are then mailed free of charge to a specialty recycler in Illinois. And do you want to know what they'll be turned into? Dog poop bags for pet owners. Hey, you asked. Now that's a trick or treat.
That's Fox's Karen McHugh. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.